Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the bin. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
I really have nothing to report on any of that stuff. We'll be working through all those things next few hours and a few days even. But we'll be. We'll be in good shape. We're ready to roll on Sunday. There's a lot of things, no question about it. I mean, at different levels of things. You know, there's the big picture things, offense, defense, special teams that we've talked to our guys about. Then there's the details in every position room. It's never the same game either. You know, there's going to be different things. Different plays are going to be run. It's no different than any of their other players or any of our guys who play or don't play. It's a factor. It's not unusual. This is the type of thing that happens throughout the course of the season with every team. It doesn't change. No specific player changes things too dramatically. They call more holding. They call more pass interference. They never call defensive holding, whatever it might be. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, the flags fly or they don't fly. I know that the league office, you know, Walt Anderson, Perry Fuel, they really try to communicate with their officiating crews in terms of what they want the interpretations to be on the different calls. So they're training those guys all the time. And we get those tapes. We're privy to what they're telling the guys.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday, out of one winning drive, met with the media. To start off, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Happy Friday. Featured Arctic Friday at that. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. We shall talk to him throughout the course of the program. We brought up Bill Vinovich.
Yeah.
And his crew are going to be calling the game tomorrow at 4:30. So to the point. And full disclosure, I didn't even know Bill Vinovich and his crew were calling the game until I looked at the flip card for the Steelers-Ravens. And then you did some intel, Vinny, where dude gets a little flag happy.
They call more than any other crew in the league. And they like to throw the flags down the field. They've called 22 PI calls. I think they've called 182 penalties. What did they say? They average like 16 penalties a game, something like that'll fit right in with the Ravens. I mean, they're averaging 8 a game. But, I mean, this guy likes to call them down PIs. So Brandon Stevens and Joey Porter Jr. Joey Porter Jr. leads the league in PI calls, and I'm guessing Stevens is right there neck and neck.
But John Harbaugh addressing that, it's certainly an issue.
No doubt.
And you're sure that Mike Tomlin's aware of it as well. You mentioned Porter, Brandon Stevens, just Ravens' propensity, defensive penalties all season long. So it's a much anticipated game. First place is on the line.
No doubt.
Coming up tomorrow afternoon at 4:30. And the last thing we all want to see, ladies and gentlemen, is for the officials to have a major impact on the game. And I know the coach player speak is after controversial calls. Well, you know, you should have never put yourself in that position. Blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Referees, umpires, they all judges in boxing, they all, especially, they all have an impact on the outcome of the game. And I just want to see a free-flow game. But based on the fact that John Harbaugh is even talking about it, man, this could be a four-hour game tomorrow.
So I'm guessing that one of the writers asked him about Vinovich.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's not going to go unsolicited, start bagging on the officials.
I mean, Bob, it's, you know what? Here's the thing that I always hated. Like, every crew's different. Just like baseball, same thing with the guy calling home plate. You know, today we're getting the high strike. Today it's a pitcher. This is good for the pitcher. Oh, it's good for the batter. No, man, why can't we just have one set of rules that everybody goes by? And it's the same, you know, with Vinovich's crew. They call a lot more penalties. All right, so is that really what the league wants? I mean, these games, you put these games on Saturday because there's good teams playing. Let the good teams play. Don't you become the talk. And I'm hoping that on Monday, Bob, we're not talking about Bill Vinovich and his crew. That's what I hope.
And obviously we don't want that to be an impactful thing. Just let the process take care of itself naturally. Ravens, 6.5-point favorites in this game Saturday, which is tomorrow, obviously. 4:30, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens win. They clinch a playoff spot. They tie for first in the AFC North. I still think, said it all week long, and we'll get our picks in later today. Hear from you today at 410-583-1057. Our listeners out there, I just think it, when 17 games are completed and there's only three left, Ravens are going to have more wins than the Steelers. I'm going to bleep them tiebreakers. I just think the Ravens have a better record.
Yep, and I agree. And Bob, I said it at the bye. I think they're going to win out. And I still think they're going to win out. And then the Steelers, they got tough games coming up. And I just think that Kansas City game is going to be really tough for them after playing the Ravens. And Bob, when looking at the injury report, Pickens not playing, Deshaun Elliott's not playing. And Deshaun Elliott's their second leading tackler. Queen's their leading tackler. So, I mean, that's big for them. And you know who that's big for? Mark Andrews and Likely. That's who that's big for.
Now, you mentioned injuries, no Pickens. We heard John Harbaugh talking about that, how it changes their offensive philosophy and how maybe Zach Orr approaches this. Dean Pease advising defensively. But Bateman was in a boot. We were talking about this at the end of the show yesterday. Listed as questionable. So, Vinny, your Thursday, which is essentially a Friday, assuming a Sunday game, he's in a walking boot, hasn't practiced all week. Listed as questionable. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it could mean a couple. It sounds like he hurt his foot Wednesday in practice. It's the way it sounds. You know, and then he was in a boot yesterday. I mean, the thing that's kind of weird to me, Bob, is he's walking around in the boot with all the media there. So, you know, does that mean that he's going to play? I'm guessing if he's in a boot, Bob, that he's got to test it out on Saturday. And here's the thing is, all right, you can't hurt it any worse. He's getting shot up, then, you know, he'll be shot up and he'll play. That's kind of what I'm thinking right now is that he's going to play. Because I guess Harbaugh's playing the game, you know, that may play, may not play. I don't know. That stuff, I don't think that really matters to the Steelers, to be totally honest. Because they're going to have a receiver out there, whether it's Bateman or whether it's something else. Sounds like, you know, Aguilar could be a go. He practiced.
Said he could clear protocol by kickoff tomorrow.
Yeah, so it sounds like he may be a go, which would be a good thing if Bateman's not there. But I think it's a drop-off for the Ravens if Bateman's not there. but, I mean, Falele, you know, he's on the injury report. There was a lot of, all of a sudden, you know, Bob, like on Monday, the injury report, like nobody's on it.
Healthy as they've been in forever.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, I'm like, damn, where did all those names come? How do you get hurt in a walkthrough?
Finney and Hattie, 105.7, the Fan Featured Artist Friday. Who are we jamming to? Stick around. We'll let you know when we come back from the first break. College football playoffs start tonight. You can hear the game 105.7 The Fan. It is Notre Dame hosting Indiana. The Hoosiers, one loss team. And as a Maryland fan, Indiana, because of the expanded playoff field, obviously, you get that advantageous schedule. You handle your business. And here you are in a playoff scenario. What Indiana is doing, now in the traditional sense of college football, again, I'm 59 years old. I'm going to turn 60 in less than 2 weeks. Maryland has never competed for a national championship in my lifetime. They've been good, and they can play with anybody on any given Saturday. But there's never been, exception of maybe 76, where they had a chance to win the national title. Indiana, who sucked last year in one short turnaround, and we'll get to tonight's game, and we'll talk more about this with Dave LaMonaco, Terrapin Times at 12:30. But watching the Terps, the way things are put together, can they pull this off? An 11-1?
Well,
they've been rare occurrences.
I would, Bob, like if I'm Damon Evans, you know, I'd say, hey, Locks, look at Indiana.
Yeah, football-wise, if you look at the traditions of the two programs, Maryland's Alabama compared to Indiana.
Right, yeah, because there's no players in the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go.
But you just look at the achievements historically of the programs.
Yeah.
Maryland's done way more traditionally than the Hoosiers have.
No doubt. And you know, so like if I'm Damon, I say, hey, Locks, it can be done. You know, we need to get in the portal. The teams that have the quickest, look at Colorado, 4-8 to 9-3.
3-9.
Or 3-9, yeah. I mean, so let's get in the portal. I mean, it's nice having freshmen, but you know what? In the Big Ten, most freshmen, they're not ready to play. They're not going to help you.
Look at Minnie Mahomes at Nebraska.
Yeah.
He's had his moments of brilliance.
Yeah.
But
they're not going to be consistent. And an O-lineman, a freshman O-lineman, no. He's not ready for that. That's why you got to go get, if you got to go get five dudes in the, that's what Colorado did. They went and got five. You know, and that's what, you want to get good right away? Kick ass in the portal. I'd rather have a better portal group than freshman group.
Raiola's the kid in Nebraska, by the way, we're talking about. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. The college football playoffs start tonight. First ever 12-team field, Indiana, Notre Dame. Battle of Indiana, of course. It's on The Fan. We'll talk about it when we come back. Your predictions for the Ravens, Steelers. Get on in here. It's Sports at 583-1057. You want to revisit yesterday's topic. Why do you hate the Pittsburgh Steelers? Is it in your DNA? I don't know. If you're Nolan's age, you didn't even know the Colts existed. You just got to follow what the Ravens and Steelers did. We can do that, too. And if you're from Baltimore and you're a Steelers fan, I'm going to go Ricky Ricardo. You got some splaining to do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This one's for first place. Look, I think we can safely assume they're both going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But you want to win the division. You want that home field advantage. You're not getting a bye. That's going to be Kansas City's, maybe Buffalo's. We'll see what the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks have in store for us. But this is the biggest game they played this late in the season in quite some time. And with the 1-8 last nine, Lamar's 1-4, whatever it is. Only time they played in Baltimore, they lost, and he turned the ball over three times. This is a big game. It's on a national TV. It's a Saturday extravaganza. I mean, quite frankly, if I lived in like Dubuque, Iowa, or Des Moines, or Dubuque, Montana,
Dubuque, whatever.
I mean, like, hey, it's a cool game.
Yeah.
And since we got the real life feel, oh, this is awesome. I'm loving it.
Well, I think people tune in to watch Steelers, Ravens. I mean, what's the first thing you think of? It's going to be a physical game. This is going to be competitive, tough, physical game where when you're done playing this, there'll be a lot of dudes in the cold tub, let's say.
Total points, 44.5. So the odds makers don't expect that. But then again, we saw it last night with the Chargers and Broncos, which we'll get to, but that's more of an ideal weather situation. It's going to be cold here in Charm City tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'll tell you right now what it's going to be, Bob. Got South Bend pulled up, 31.
Uh-huh. That's tonight, by the way. Yeah. Which you can hear on the Fan, Notre Dame, and Indiana, the Hoosiers are 7-point dogs.
All right, tomorrow, Bob, 35 is the high and sunny. But what I read, you know, when I look back a couple of days ago, the wind is supposed to be like 15 miles an hour.
Right. And it's 4:30 kickoff, right?
Yeah.
You said sunny? Sun's gone in about 10, 15 yeah. minutes. All right, let's get out to the phones. Vinny and Eddie, featured artist Friday. It's Duran Duran. Anything you want to hear from them, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Send your song request to the Plaza Port text line. Nolan McGraw's waiting for you, and he's going to make it happen. All right, we'll start it off on this lovely day with Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Tony.
I'm ready to put on my Raven Nolan. Shirt.
Nolan, tell him to crank up some Union of the Snake. That was one of my favorite jams by Duran Duran back in the day. I liked it. Union of the Snake, if you get a chance to put that on. Okay, you know me, Bob. I'm on that pop stuff.
Yes, you're Casey Kasem over here, Tony and Rosedale.
Oh, yeah, Casey Kasem. I want to talk about, you said you could, you know, ask us about our like or dislike for Pittsburgh. As a kid, I liked them when they beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, but I hated them because I was a big Earl Campbell fan, and they got gifted a trip to the Super Bowl thanks to Mike Renfro being called out of bounds, the inventor of the instant replay. I didn't like him when they kept beating my Houston Oilers back in the day.
Yeah, and the whole beef about that, Pastorini threw the fade in the corner of the end zone. Was he bobbling the ball? Was he inbounds? I think
he was inbound.
Yeah, if they had instant replay, that would have been a touchdown, et cetera. Yeah.
But I want to talk about this game coming up. There's a lot being said about who's playing and who's not playing. In this series, to me, it don't matter, and I'm going to bring up a couple games. In 2015, when the Ravens won all the five games, Pittsburgh was lobbying for a playoff spot for home field to win the division against the Bengals. The late Ron Mallett lit them up. Second game of the season. I think he threw 5 touchdown passes. You remember that?
Yeah. Weren't they wearing the gold pants that day or something stupid like that? Wasn't it later in the year, though?
Different game. The Mallett game was towards the end of the year.
Yeah, because Flacco got KO'd. Yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying is Pittsburgh had a lot on the line, and they came in here and thought they was going to have an easy victory, and Ron Mallett lit them up. And a few years before that, the Ravens was lobbying for playoff position, and on national TV, they came in here with Charlie Batch and beat us. You remember that game? I think it was a Sunday night game. So my point is, you know, worrying about who's playing and not playing, I think when these two lace them up, you know, it's just fair game all the way around. I do like the Ravens if we don't, you know, make these little stupid blunders to win by double digits. But like, I would just want to... people to be cautious. Don't get caught up in who's playing and not playing, because when these two get it on, somehow some mysterious stuff happens, and who you think might produce, you know, might not produce, wind up producing. But I do like the Ravens. I'm going to say 24-14.
There you go, Tony and Rosedale. See you Saturday, which is tomorrow.
Okay. All right, I'll see you guys. And also, Whit McCall might be listening. Y'all dissing Indiana and Pittsburgh, Antoine Randle L. Y'all forgot about him.
What about Antoine?
We didn't diss him, did we?
No.
You were saying nobody came from Indiana, and as a Steelers.
No. We're saying like Maryland's football tradition is Alabama compared to Indiana's.
Yeah. But they had that one guy who used to be a thorn in outside when we played them.
Antoine.
Okay, you guys. I'll see you guys Sunday.
All right. Saturday. We're all confused. Tony and Rosedale.
You won't see us Sunday.
Didn't you have Randall Allen, Washington?
Yeah. Yeah, Antoine, great guy. I mean, better than a great guy.
Quarterback in college, receiver in the pro, yep. And kick returner. Did a lot of things there. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, you make the call. He says no. But Joe, Ed, Chris, and Vance, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. It's Steelers Friday. Ravens 6.5-point favorites. If they win, they're tied for first. They can still get to the playoffs with a loss. We'll get into those scenarios later in said program. Maryland Hoops tomorrow, taking on Syracuse here on The Fan. And we'll talk to Chris Lamont, Dave LaMonica, rather, at 12:30 from TerrapinTimes.com. And why all the attrition with Loxie's portal guys, and where's all the replacements? Where are they?
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the Fan.
Duran Duran, featured artist Friday. Is that snake song that Tony wanted to hear?
Union of the Snake.
Yeah. Wasn't this one of the James Bond flicks or something? I don't know. I'm not an expert on Duran Duran's catalog. I know the hits and some of the deeper cuts. But Tony's a good song. Duran Duran, get in, pick a song. Nolan's waiting for you. Nolan, big Duran Duran fan. Even has his hair all moosed up and blow-dried, wearing like sparkly pants for whatever reason. Dressing for the occasion.
I didn't even know what they looked like. I knew the name. Hungry Like the Wolf, I know that.
Yeah. They just they don't look like a bunch of Roberto Durans, let's just put it that way.
Good point of reference.
Not digging on Roberto Durans. Anyway, enough. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Ravens, 6.5-point favorites. Last night, as you heard on this radio station, Chargers come from behind to beat the Broncos. Playoff ramifications, we'll get into all of that. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. College football playoffs tonight. Notre Dame hosting Indiana. We'll talk to Chip Patterson from CBSSports.com about that at the top of the hour. But let's get out to the phones. Go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, when Duran, didn't they wear those haircuts? Was it called the shag or the mulligan? What were them haircuts called that they wore back then?
I don't think they were mullets. That's more rednecky.
Mm-hmm. Klecko. Remember Klecko or one of the guys for the Jets used to wear? It was cut short and it hung down long in the back, down in the neck.
They may have gone into that. A mullet's short in the front, business in the front, party in the back. That was the mullet.
They were more of
a hairsprayer type.
Gundy from Okie State is still the mullet
dude.
Yes,
he is.
Okay. Hey, look, tell you how young Quick Draw is. We was talking. I said, yeah, I heard y'all mention about umpires, referees, and officials and all that. I said, yeah, Quick Draw, back when the umpire for baseball held that big pad in front of him and had his head hanging over the middle of it, he called better balls and strikes. I think he don't. He never. I don't think he ever seen that. You remember that, Bob?
Oh yeah,
I remember that.
Sure.
Yeah, they called better balls and strikes. But anyway, about the game, like the guy said, the game won't be the game. But I'm worrying about tonight. I ain't worrying about tomorrow. That's in hand because there's not going to be no moon balls and maybe Bateman just tweaked his foot because did they say which foot it is? Because I'm trying to figure which one you know you're gonna have to push off of when you make your cut. You know, so maybe it's a nagging tweak. You know, you get that, you just okay. I'm a set it up for a couple of days so I don't feel that because I ran up the steps Wednesday and now I'm crawling up the steps today. So you know, things happen. But I got a lot of friends out there. They bitching about the playoffs for college. And if you look at it, they said that conference winners will get a benefit of a doubt. But if y'all look at where they were ranked, Boise State, especially Arizona State, man, it was ranked damn near 12 or 11. And just because they were in their conference, they got a bye. And everybody's bitching about, you know, why should they got a bye? Because I told people, I said, if Clemson wins, they're going to mess everything up with that, you know, with the SMU thing. Because if Clemson hadn't won, Alabama would probably still be in there. So that's all I call
it. Or maybe Miami. I mean, I guess the Hurricanes
maybe
have
Miami.
A beef. Yep.
Right. But what they're saying is, Georgia and Oregon, yeah. But Boise and Arizona State, why? I mean, maybe they'll change it next year. The committee got it. I mean, they jumped over so many other teams that were ranked higher than them to get the bye. So all the people that's out there complaining, write your local NCAA official and tell them you don't like the way it is. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a great weekend, fellas. I'll talk to you. I'll be listening the rest of the day.
All right, Joe Woodbury, have a great weekend yourself. Hey, look, Boise's only loss was to Oregon week two, and it was a close loss at that. And Genty had, what, 3 touchdowns, 150 mm-hmm. yards. Yep. So their loss was, let's just say, more acceptable than Indiana's. Even though they're not in a Power 5 conference, if you know where I'm coming from. But Clemson getting in a month ago, Clemson being in the playoffs, we'd have laughed.
Bob, if we
hysterically,
if we just did it like basketball and ranked them 1 to 12, Oregon would be 1.
Sure.
Who would be 2?
Oh, boy.
Texas?
I guess. I don't know. That's a tough call because they're all.
I mean, because like I put on my sheet, I was gonna like try to figure out 1 to 12. It's easier to start at 12 and go. There's more teams that belong in the back part.
But it's how you're playing now too. I mean, Arizona State's playing as well as any team in the country.
Yes, they are.
And we'll talk about all of this with Chip Patterson, by the way, at the top of the hour from CBSSports.com. Let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Benny. Good morning, you gentlemen.
Morning.
My songs for the Steelers Saturday. You got another thing coming.
Judas Priest, baby. Yeah,
or Thunderstruck. Either or. They'll both work. Wishful call today for teams I root for every year without waiver. College football, it's always the Maryland Terrapins, number one. Number two for me and always has been Notre Dame, hosting Indiana at South Bend tonight. Should be a good matchup game. Impressed with the Irish secondary playmakers, number 0, number 29, most notably. 0 plays a lot like Hamilton. Terps basketball, convincing talent depth to be a tough competitive out every game they play this year. It's been a while since I've seen a Terp team this promising. Ravens, be vigilant to find as the most disciplined team Saturday because you can. Just let your pads talk loud, first whistle to the last. Orioles, Corbin Burns, no doubt about it, true ace pitcher. Santander, a square-up power bat left and right. Both guys, first preference, proven talent to remain in Oriole uniforms. I'm still hopeful for that. Contingency, if Burns is a foregone conclusion, serious trade inquiry to the Padres to land Dylan Cease. Age 28, last 4 years, averaged 33 starts, Game Day Post Reliable every fifth day. 6-year career record is 11 games over 500. He's got a nasty arsenal of get-out pitches, at least 6 innings strong each outing. Will definitely assume top sled dog in the O's rotation, seamless and immediate. That's it, gentlemen. Enjoy the games. Have a nice weekend.
All right, Ed, you do the same. And look, I'm all cool with Dylan Cease. Preference, obviously, is to keep Corbin Burns around. I mean, him and Santander, that's a over $400 million price tag. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if David Rubenstein is ready to go there. But thing with Cease, who's a stud. And the Orioles, remember, at the trade deadline in 23, we're kicking that tire big time. Apparently, this White Sox, one of the left side of the Orioles minor league menu, he's a free agent after this year.
Yep.
So then you're like, nah, we're going through this again. Get Burnsy, who's better than Cease, my humble opinion, and we'll work from there. Nolan, breaking Orioles news.
There isn't any.
Yeah, you don't want to hear any. We have time for another call. Let's do it. Let's go to Chris in Baltimore. Chris, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Good afternoon. Good morning, guys, I should say.
Yes.
my biggest concern is Harbaugh and Monken not outsmarting themselves, just being, take what you get. Just take what you see. Just use what's been working and try not to get too cute. The other thing is, what's the likelihood of going heavy offensive line, jumbo offensive line to protect, to give time to offset that rush that Pittsburgh has? And lastly, but not least, using Isaiah Likely as a big body wide receiver. And I appreciate listening to your answers off the airs. Thank you.
All right, Chris, have a great weekend.
I think they kind of use, they use Likely as that, and he's usually split out when he lines up, and they let him, they don't put him in line because he's not a good inline blocker. He's good in space blocking, so that's what they let him do, which, you know, I don't, I got no problem with that. So, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, Monken can't, if there's check downs there, Lamar just got to go through his reads. That's all. I mean, you know, Todd's going to call the plays, and then Lamar just got to execute the plays. And he just got to be himself. That's the old thing. Just be Lamar. Don't turn into somebody else like he did last time they played Pittsburgh.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is snowing here in Baltimore on Clarkview Road. So, yeah, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas and feel that way. Christmas next Wednesday. We'll come back. Vinny's keys to victory. Ravens trying to tie for first place. Clinch a playoff spot tomorrow, 4:30. How do they get it done? We'll get your phone calls. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the college football playoffs, which start tonight. Indiana's at South Bend, taking on Notre Dame. Irish laying 7. You can hear that game on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient, we're moving on, and we're playing our ass off.
It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Featured Artist Friday. Duran Duran, chosen by you, the people. Ravens taking on the Steelers tomorrow, 4:30. We're at Baltimore Baltimore Game Day Uncensored. We're at the Brew Brothers. Brought to you by Rice, Mirth, and Pesaurus, Horseshoe Casino. Starting at 1 o'clock with me and Ken Wyman. And then Vinny and Landlin. Tim Barbalace. Yes. Get you ready. Cordell. Everybody else joining the fun as we get you ready for this matchup for first place. But Ravens trying to win. They're 6.5-point favorites. Let's talk about the keys. How do they get it done and clinch a playoff spot on top of it?
Number one key, Bob, is be the best special teams on the field. And last time, that was the difference in the game. Pittsburgh special teams were the best special teams on the field. And they did a hell of a job. I mean, they were 6 for 6 in field goals. 3 of them over 50 yards. Ravens missed 2 field goals. So that was a huge difference. And you know, can Justice Hill and Ali get some kick returns like they did last week? That would be big for field position. But to be the best special teams on the field in Pittsburgh's, are very good. Danny Smith does a hell of a job, and he basically trained Chris Horton, you know, when Chris was a player at the Redskins. Number two, less than 6 penalties and no turnovers. Why do we say that? I mean, that's kind of, that needs to be like all the time because they lead the league in penalties with 1,000 yards in penalty yards. But last time, 12 penalties, 3 turnovers. You lose by 2 points. So limit the penalties, no turnovers, you win the game. Number 3, Steelers less than 80 yards rushing. Make them one-dimensional. Now, last game when they played, they had 34 rushes for 122. I mean, the 34 rushes, a lot of it in the second half, but they ran 74 plays. Ravens had the ball 9 minutes in the second half, 9 minutes, and had 9 points. So their O-line is not that great. I mean, the Ravens defense played their ass off, I thought. You know, in the first half, Pittsburgh had 41 yards rushing. 41 yards rushing. So, I mean, that's kind of the plan that we need to see. And then number 4 could be the most important one. Lamar be Lamar. Don't be the Pittsburgh Lamar. Just be yourself. It seems like just have fun. Put the smile on your face and have fun against Pittsburgh. I just think, Bob, that they're going to run him a lot. I think the RPO, I think they're going to run it a lot. They like to bring those ends down hard. And then Lamar's in space. I think he's going to carry it over 10 times. And then last but not least, and we've heard Lamar talk about this, be effective on first down. They were not. I mean, it was second and 10 or first and 15 or first and 20, second and 9. It was always second and long. You know, they just need to stay on track. Second and 6, third and 3. You know, and then you can go for it on fourth down then if you want to. You know, because third and 3, you can run it, you can pass, you have a lot of options. Third and 10, they know what you're doing. Third and 10, guess what? Justice Hill's in, you know, and 90% of the time you're throwing the ball and they're going to rush like hell.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's Keys, agree, disagree, get in at 410-583-1057. College football playoffs tonight. Indiana at Notre Dame. You can hear that game, 105.7 The Fan. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ellicott City. It is Vance. Vance, thanks for holding. What is happening?
Hi, I just have a basic question. When they play, it's like the Ravens, they're defensive. They'll hold them on first down. They'll hold them on second down. Then when third down comes, they'll take the people out and they'll get the offensive team they're playing will get 10, 12 yards. Why do they change it so drastically if they repeatedly on third down consistently give up 8 to 12 yards? Why don't they just keep the same basic defense all three plays?
Well, if it's third and long or whatever, then you're expecting pass, and they're probably bringing in, you know, like what do the Ravens do when they're getting ready to pass? They'll spread everybody out. They'll have Justice Hill in. They'll take out Henry. You know, so, I mean, that's what teams have, you know, their third down package. And
no, I understand what you're saying, but haven't you seen consistently that on third and long they give it up a lot?
They give up a lot of penalties on third and long, I'll tell you that. If pressure on the quarterback would be big. Pressure on the quarterback, because you're teeing off, and you got to win some one-on-one battles. Because plus with the Ravens is you're taking out your run guys. So usually Michael Pierce is out, Malik Harrison's out. You're bringing in extra DBs to match up.
Michael Pierce help somebody get some pressure on the quarterback? Seem like we never get pressure on the quarterback. They'll take out the people that can get pressure, like, you know, somebody who can chew up 2 or 3 people. It just seems like I just see it all season long. They'll change it, and then they consistently give up a third and 8, a third and 12. But you've been helpful. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Vance. Questioning the Ravens' philosophy in third and long situations there defensively.
Well, they are 23rd in the league on third downs defensively. 41% they give up. I mean, the best thing that helps the secondary, Bob, is pressure on the quarterback. That's the thing, you know. And in this game, last time they played, Oweh had 2.5 sacks in this game. He beat both tackles one-on-one. You got to win. Win your one-on-one matchups. And the dudes inside, they're going to have – Matabike is going to win. You know, and they like to run their stunts against Pittsburgh. Their O-line's not great, Pittsburgh's. They are not great. You know, and Wilson likes to take off and run and buy time.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk college football playoffs. They're here for the first time ever. It's a 12-team extravaganza. Starts tonight, Indiana at Notre Dame. You can hear the game at 8 o'clock, 105.7 The Fan. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Whip around line 15. What happened in the world of sports last night? A lot, as a matter of fact. What's coming up this weekend? A lot. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Preview Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Health situation is what? First place on the line. Possible playoff berth being clinched. Oh, the importance of the last three games cannot be understated. And we're talking about it here on The Fan.